We're going to have a chat now. Welcome to the show, Lachie Allen.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. And so it's Chardonnay May coming up for you guys, and it's a pretty big deal. So we want you to tell us. So this is all in the context, Lachie, of the current weekend where it's obviously, you know, from an AFL city, it's gather round. So Jill is probably a little bit more, you know, looking at what the Broncos are doing.
Yeah. I'll just research some more songs.
Yeah. So gather round with, you know, a mass exodus from Melbourne over to Adelaide, a lot by car. So it's very doable, easy drive. So if we're going to do that trip in May, what are some of the highlights that we need to be looking out for, and how does it work, mate?
Yeah, well, like you touched on, one of the upsides to the Adelaide Hills wine region is we are literally on the doorstep to the city of Adelaide. So it's a great opportunity that if you're coming across, whether it is, you know, for the footy or to see family or friends or whatnot to the city, you've got this amazing opportunity to just duck up into the Adelaide Hills or even stay there, because it's only 25 to 35 minutes and you can be in the CBD. So it actually sort of has this really cool ability to kind of fit both purpose. And I'm pretty sure, you know, staying in a really beautiful little B&B on a vineyard and commuting into the city for a meeting or two is a great way to do things. But
love that thought, yeah.
Yeah. When we go into Chardonnay May, for us as a region, it's just to celebrate our love of all things Chardonnay in the beautiful region of the Adelaide Hills. So we're looking at putting on close to 30 events, with about 22 Adelaide Hills wineries all participating throughout the month of May. So it's a really great opportunity to come and experience that beautiful varietal.
So when you say events, do you mean obviously there'll be wine tastings, a bit of food, music? What sort of events are they going to be?
Yeah, it crosses over to a lot of different activations and activities. So there's a couple of vineyards and celladors that are going to do, you know, just some tasting flights across some back vintages of Chardonnay. Then there's some masterclasses with some specialist Chardonnay producers that's going to take a real deep dive into that varietal. There's things like some beautiful long lunches just celebrating Chardonnay, as well as some, Chardonnay dinners and people putting on some fun events like Aston Hills is putting on a Bogan bingo night to come and have some Chardonnay and a bit of fun. So,
You mean Cardinay?
Yeah, that's it. So I think, you know, there's a lot of things for all lovers of wine, and whether you are a lover of wine or whether you're actually just someone, you know, new to wine, there's going to be a really great little introduction to what that varietal does offer.
Sure. And look, to be honest, Chardonnay's got to be absolutely been my top three favourite varietals, but I guess across the board probably is, and I love a good Adelaide Hills as well. Do you have some favourites, or do you not like to show favouritism?
Yeah, well, I think the best thing about the Adelaide Hills is we're extremely spoilt for choice. We've got an amazing array of producers in the hills, and whilst in May we're going to celebrate Chardonnay, there is some, you know, fantastic Pinots, amazing Sauvignon Blancs, and some beautiful reds that are also coming through the region. So even though if Chardonnay is not your thing, there's going to be something you're going to find, because we have all these little small producers tucked away within the region. It's really hard for us, just because of the, you know, how the hills sort of play out geographically, to be, you know, on a large scale. So everyone's quite small. So you're really getting these differences between, you know, vineyards and vineyards, which is a really fun experience if someone just wants to come out and actually really, you know, taste the wine and actually feel what that different location does or different aspect of a vineyard. You're really going to pick it up in the Adelaide Hills, and that's a really cool thing to kind of highlight and show.
Sure.
So, Lachie, what's the best way for people to get information, because obviously it's over 4 weeks, so there's going to be certain things that people, and I'm talking probably our Melbourne cohort of audience travelling over, but also obviously South Australians, they can go every week, but maybe we have to pick a weekend in the month.
Yeah.
So how do we find out all of the different, you know, I use the term nooks and crannies, right, for Adelaide Hills, because it kind of feels like that. It's like, you know, you go down to Lenswood, you got Woodside, you got all of these little pockets and Arndorf and whatever. So how do we kind of, obviously, we can go to Adelaide Hills chardonnaywine.com.au, which is your main website, and then there's Chardonnay May. But tell us, how would you go and kind of research it, I guess?
I think you've just got to find, you know, because you can go to that website and there's a Chardonnay May landing page there that's going to bring up all the events that are happening throughout that month of May. So if you've got a particular weekend in mind, you can actually filter that on the dates and have a bit of a look, and you might then find, you know, well, there's a tasting class that's on, or there's a long lunch that really ticks our box. But, you know, one thing, like I said, it's so easy to get up and back to the hills. So even if it's just one producer you want to sound out, you can do that. But like you touched on, a town like Woodside, and that's where we are at Barrister's Block, we've got, I think, 7 cellar doors within a couple of kilometres of each other. So that's a cool little starting point as a town. You might go there and go, okay, I can tick off quite a few little producers, and then I might move, say, into Harndorf for some lunch or to do a bit more of a touristy sort of trail thing. Or then you can head up into Lenswood and find some really hidden gems up there. But you follow these beautiful winding roads. So there's a really lovely cellar door guide that's just come out as well. It has a map of the region, and you could probably, you know, draw a little loop to go up the freeway, or if you're coming from Melbourne, you could actually bypass into the hills, you know, tick off a couple and you can be into the city that afternoon or evening for your hotel booking or whatever you see. So it's a really cool region because you can create the pathway you want to create, if that makes sense. Mm. There's a lot of different entry points. It is a spread region. We do cover quite a little bit of distance, but the best thing about it is there's going to be something for everyone, and it's just maybe taking the time to have a look online or picking up the cellar door guide at one of the local cellar doors, or even just asking some questions to the locals. Yeah. Like, all of us are pretty much family operated businesses, so if you ask a question saying, hey, this is really what I want to experience, I'll bet you'll find the staff at the cellar doors are going to point you in the right direction, because we all bounce off each other up in the hills.
Yeah, and look, I love the idea of not coming back to town and actually staying in one of the places up there. I mean, there's, Crafers, for instance. Crafers is one of the little hamlets, but the old pub there's been done up, and there's great eating and bar and whatever downstairs. There's some accommodation upstairs in this really old building, but there's heaps of stuff. And so, one of the local things, you know, that I was tipped off to was the Stony Bridge Hotel. This cool old pub, right? We would not have, as tourists, ever come across that or known to go in there, right? But when someone tells you, you've got to go and, you know, go and have a beer there, it's your
and
classic.
It's a classic old pub, and it's got one of the best menus going around, with like a really just a cool take on sort of classic comfort pub food, but it's bloody great, and the wine list is amazing too. So you're going to find some treasures in there. And there's another great pub up at Uraidla that has an exquisite wine list as well. Like, you're just finding these little, there is classic gems that are just within the hills region, that if you spend the time, or like I said, just simply ask some questions, guys will point you in the right direction where you want to, you know, find these little things out. Because I reckon a few locals want to keep some under wraps, but we'll probably let you know where they are.
and I don't really blame them. I mean, there are, as you say, there's some really big names in the Adelaide Hills, but there are a lot of gorgeous, well, we might just say boutique places. So you mentioned Barrister's Block before. What is your involvement with Barrister's Block?
So I'm a part of the family in Barrister's Block. So we're my mum started the business back in 2002, and then I actually came on board just after the Cuddly Creek bushfire that hit the region pretty badly, and we had to spend a lot of time rebuilding the vineyard and getting it back up to speed. So that was kind of the draw card, if you want to call it that, to get back into the family business and really help it get back on its feet. And we've sort of done that now and crossed, you know, that fire bridge, and also the challenges that COVID threw at us. But the region now is really humming. It's back to its strengths as working together and really producing some astounding wines. And I think now those vineyards that were affected are coming back online. A lot of work's been done to, say, rework them and get them on. And now as a business, we're sort of back into it. And things like Gather Round this week have been fantastic to bring in so many people across the border. And, not to blow our trumpet, but you hear a lot of Victorians go, this is amazing, I can't believe how close this is to Adelaide. And it's really cool to show them. Like, we do love taking them around or talking about the little gems that they can find within the Adelaide Hills.
And you've also got just last year, your family bought the Boston Bay Winery in Port Lincoln. It sounds like you guys are busy.
We keep racking up a few kilometers. So for our whole
Good for
business,
you.
for our whole business, we actually have a vineyard down in the Rattabully wine region. So that's smack bang on the SA Victorian border. That's where our Shiraz and Cabernet comes from. We've then obviously got the Adelaide Hills for our Pinot and Sauvignon Blanc and Chardonnay, and we've got our Cellar d'Or there. And then we've bolted on Boston Bay, which is a beautiful, well, it's a seafood capital of Australia. So it's not quite a wine region per se as yet, but it's a fantastic little area. We've got an amazing little Riesling vineyard there that overlooks the ocean. And through Boston Bay, we're going to hero some of the Adelaide Hills varietals over there because they just go so well with seafood. And for us, that's just an amazing opportunity. So if people come and experience the Barrister's Block Cellar d'Or, we're going to point them on a little journey. If they're in the car or got some time to kill, they can make their way across the Eyre Peninsula and experience a bit of something different to South Australia as well.
Beautiful. Just very quickly, why barristers block? Are your family barristers, or what's that about?
It's a bit of a it's a tongue-in-cheek story. So back in the late 90s, there was a bit of an agricultural boom into vineyard assets, and we had a farm down in Narracourt, and we were going into a joint venture to turn that farm into a commercial vineyard. And then after a couple of years, the joint venture fell sour, and we ended up in court to try and save the family farm. And the
Oh,
rolling
God.
joke was we referred to our farm as Barrister's Block.
Oh, sorry, I asked the question.
No, that's all right. So it's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek story about that, but it's and so for us, it's just it wasn't we never kind of planned for where it evolved. In 2002, we released our first vintage, and we've kind of organically grown to where we are now, and it's ticking along where we're seeing our brand nationally distributed across the country. So it's been a cool little story, but it's one of those things. If you grab a bottle of our wine, you'll see the story on the back label. But we're definitely not lawyers. It's just more a classic Aussie little story.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
I think Chardonnay May sounds like a great reason, a great reason to get over and explore the region. You know, it's and obviously Chardonnay won't be the only thing that people are serving, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. So you obviously it's the hero throughout the month, but all these cellar doors are going to have you know, their beautiful wines on offer. And you know, for us at Barrister's Block, we're doing a little bit of a Chardonnay showdown for Switzerland. We've got another little brand that we're going to battle off against each other, so people can have a see what different winemaking techniques can do. But we'll also have all our other wines available too. So if you're not a Chardonnay-focused person, do not stress. These cellar doors are going to have some beautiful wines available. And being in that May period, the Adelaide Hills will turn almost a beautiful color of orange
Yeah,
with the autumn
gosh.
leaves.
Yeah.
So there's some, you know, you can picture some lovely Pinots or get the fires going and maybe a warmer Shiraz. There's going to be some lovely photos to take for the Instagram. I think we get a few people that love getting the leaves and you know, all those little shots. So there's some really cool things to do in the hills at this time of year. And like I said, we've got quite a few people that have made the journey this weekend, but you'll be able to sneak across in May, and you'll probably find yourself a beautiful little Airbnb that will be available somewhere, and you can get the fireplace going and enjoy a nice little Adelaide Hills wine.
Yeah, nice.
Sounds perfect. And then, yeah, as you know, you could go and get a little bit of German culture into you and in Harndorf.
Harndorf.
And, you know, the thing I really appreciate when you are travelling the Adelaide Hills is how important it is to use that freeway. It's kind of like, you know, at the airport there's the Travelator, which just zooms you ahead. It's kind of like that for a car because you can get between these hamlets so efficiently. So you jump, you know, rather than in a lot of regions, you'd want to take this sort of scenic route in a way. If you don't have the time and you want to cover more ground, then it's such a great way to use it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. You know, we are so close to the city. So for a day trip or even just for lunch, you know, people can zoom up to the Adelaide Hills, find their little favourite cellar door, stop in for a lunch or a tasting, you know, just enjoy a glass of wine and can be back in Sydney for, you know, like I said, if it's an appointment or you know, you've got an event on or something. So, like, that freeway just provides a really, really safe opportunity to zoom up to the hills and take, whether it's the Stirling exit or whether you're taking the Woodside or Harndorf or Mount Barker exit. It's so easily mapped as well. So there's a little symbol of sort of a grape symbol that you can look out for, and it tells you basically which exit to go, and it's pretty well signposted. So for any novice coming up into the hills, they're not going to feel too burdened by driving around. It's laid out pretty simply, and for people to find those little cellar doors, you know, you basically follow the signs and you can pull into the driveway and hopefully enjoy a lovely little time.
Yes, and I think plan and book is the key takeaway, especially when you've got to focus on, you know, the month.
And we do find in the hills, because of our proximity to the city, the weekends can get a little bit busy across some of the cellar doors. So as much as we always just say a booking's recommended, walk-ins are always welcome, but just to make sure you can really secure your spot, especially on a Saturday or Sunday, definitely just jump online to the cellar door or give them a call and they'll probably have a table ready for you. But if it's Monday to Friday, you'll probably find that some places you might even have it to yourself. It sort of goes a little bit like that being a tourist destination, but there's some great little cellar doors to explore. But definitely with Chardonnay May, we do find things get a little bit busier on the weekend period, so just reach out to your favourite little cellar door and they'll definitely be able to look after you.
Definitely booking into those accommodations. So just say again, so you've got a couple of pubs that offer accommodation, obviously Airbnbs.
There's so much. As Lachie said, it's quite spread. It's quite a wide region if you were to lay it down flat on a map, but it sort of isn't it, Lachie? Once you kind of understand it, it's not that daunting. It's actually kind of makes sense.
And I think some of the easiest things to do is actually just pull open a map, even on Google Maps, and just have a look. So you can sort of get a sense of bearings of where you're going. But, you know, from accommodation point of view, you've got some amazing facilities at Mount Lofty House that is, if you want to go, you know, the pretty luxurious route with an amazing experience up there in the hills, Mount Lofty is going to have your name all over it.
Got a big lookout thing, to look out all over Adelaide and everywhere?
Yeah, well, if you head up to the proper summit, you can get this amazing view. If you get the day right, you can literally see all the way to York Peninsula. It's quite stunning.
Wow.
And even there's a pretty nice little walk from the city up. If you're feeling that inclined and want to get the blood pumping, you can walk up it. Takes a little bit of time, but then
it takes a lot of time from cellar door visits.
That's it. But there's Mount Lofty House, which is just on the other side. But that's a classic old building with some beautiful new accommodation put onto that. There's these fantastic new pods called Lenswood Pavilions at Lenswood. They're amazing. And then you can find little gems and little Airbnbs and little things like that are really cool. So there's not a lot of, sort of hotel accommodation, if you will. It's more that kind of quite personal and a bit more either luxurious.
Which is exactly what people are after. Yeah.
And that's another thing that does get a little bit busy. And I think people are sort of taking advantage of the location to stay somewhere a little bit more unique, even if it is for a business trip. There's plenty around. And again, just jumping online, the cellar door guide will actually indicate if the cellar door's got accommodation on site, because some do and some don't, but then you'll find just some accommodation providers as well that will be, you know, maybe a stone's throw from a cellar door. So, you know, how good, park the car and walk next door and have a glass of Chardonnay. Happy days.
That's perfect. Better than staying in a dodgy little hotel room in Adelaide itself.
Yeah, of course. We'll encourage everyone up to the Adelaide Hills.
Isn't that also going to overlap? So Barossa in May, early May, they normally have their big, what's it called? But they're huge, is it a 10-day, 10-day wine event annually? What's that called? I can't remember.
Oh, I think it's just the Barossa Festival, I think.
Okay, that's probably it.
But, yeah, and that's, you know, as Adelaide, we sort of call ourselves a little bit of festival state, and you can see with Gather Round this weekend, and we've just finished the fringe season, and we've just had a few other major events tick through. So there's always something overlapping in Adelaide somewhere throughout the year. And again, it's a great little spot to be able to come through, because with the hills region, it basically, if you head down to the northern end, you're really pushing up against the Barossa Valley, and if you head down south of Adelaide Hills, you're pushing up against McLaren Vale. So you can kind of start, leaking into a couple of the other regions if you want as well, and make a really big trip out of it.
Yeah, it's a really pretty drive over to McLaren Vale from the hills. That's actually the I spoke with Peter Fraser not that long ago from Yangara, and he said that's his preferred route, is just that's the scenic drive down, rather than coming through that highway the other way into McLaren. So come in the back.
Come in the back, yeah, it's lovely. And it's a bit quieter too, because sort of you're just missing a lot of the heavy traffic. But, again, you can stumble across the little cellar doors out the back. We're just a bit spoilt in this part of the world with those sorts of things and just how close they are to each other. But, you know, heading down that south way, you can go into the Vale, and then you can head all the way down to Port Wollonga, which is a pretty amazing beach. Or, you know, like I said, you head the other way and you can head into the Barossa Valley, and you can get yourself lost in some pretty cool history up there. Obviously, you're talking big Shiraz country, quite different, you know, completely different to the Adelaide Hills. But it just shows that uniqueness that regions do bring, and the regionality is really important for the wine.
Yeah, I think it's unreal. And for our listeners who have the luxury of a bit more time, you know, maybe hook up a van and take off, and you can do all of those regions and do all of May. How cool would that be?
Just take it off.
Yeah, exactly. Lockie, thank you, mate. Always good to have you on the show, and thank you for giving us the heads up on Chardonnay May. If there's anything that is up, thank you, and we're the 7th of April, if there's anything that comes up that is of particular note in the interim that people need to think about, let us know, please. But otherwise, people get out there, research it now, go and book a few things and plan a weekend over in the hills.
Yeah, I think, and we would welcome you over here. And, you know, like I said, just come in, say g'day, and strike up a chat with whoever's at the cellar door, and I think you'll find that we're all pretty warm people, and we'll help craft a special little weekend for you if you can ever get across. That's awesome. Kind of the vibe the hills puts out. So we welcome everyone over.
Good one. Thanks, Lockie. Enjoy your afternoon, mate.
Thanks, Lockie.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me on. Appreciate it.